Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Jesus is our friend. He laid down his life to put himself in a position to bear all our sins and griefs. He is our Savior, to be sure, but he is more than that. He is our friend. Are you convinced of that? Either way, ask him to show you this truth again today. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. 1 Peter 5:6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Prayer is a humbling thing. It acknowledges that we are not in control, and we like to be in control. But when we cast all our anxieties on the Lord, convinced that he cares for us, humility becomes a beautiful thing. Welcome his mighty hand today. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Our peace has been purchased through his sacrifice, so why do we often try to accomplish it ourselves? Certainly, we have a part to play in welcoming it, but we only create more trouble when we try to achieve it. How do we take heart? Turn to our overcomer and friend and surrender. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 and 18. Pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So what is our role? Pray and give thanks. Talk to God consistently, asking and giving. A continuous flow of please and thank you changes our perspective. How kind that this is God's will for us, not striving, but talking. Talk to Jesus right now. Pray and give thanks. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.